This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Here in the U.S., the fall of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan and the battle to defeat terror suspect Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network have dominated the headlines for weeks. But in parts of the Arab world, recent events in Afghanistan have attracted far less attention. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Shopkeepers in Cairo's Khan Khalili Bazaar say Afghanistan is far from their minds. These days, many like papyrus dealer Imad Shawki say they're preoccupied with the near collapse of Egypt's tourist industry in the wake of September 11th.
We hope it was a good season, but no, it's pretty bad. Like 80% down.
Hisham Qasim, editor-in-chief of the English-language weekly The Cairo Times, says Arabs were opposed to the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan, but he argues the Western media overstated the level of Arab empathy for bin Laden and the Taliban. In Egypt, Qasim notes, not more than 10,000 people demonstrated against the U.S. campaign in a nation of 69 million. Bin Laden's call for Muslims to join his global jihad fell largely on deaf ears in the Arab world, and his near defeat isn't generating much passion either, says Qasim.
There's indifference. I can't see people excited about it or sad about it. Indifference is more the attitude that they're taking.
Those who have been the most critical of the U.S. campaign on terrorism, more militant Muslims like the Islamists, have a different take. Islamist columnist Fahmi Hawedi says that the U.S. battle against bin Laden is only increasing support for him among Arabs.
I think they sympathized more with him because they felt that all those powers gathered to attack him, and he is still resisting, and he is ready to pay his life in order to defend his cause.
Many Islamists were especially critical of the most recent bin Laden video, which U.S. authorities say provides final proof of his guilt. Islamists called the video unconvincing, even fraudulent. Many ordinary Arabs were also skeptical, but others welcomed the video as important evidence of bin Laden's role in the September 11th attacks. Hisham Qasim says bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network are losing what little credibility they had in Egypt, a trend that he welcomes.
If those people had not been defeated, they would have turned around on this part of the world first. And it gave the younger generations a realistic picture of the situation. You know, you can't go out there and grow your beard and then decide to take on the world's military superpower and win.
Mohammed El-Said Said, a writer for Cairo's leading daily, El Ahram, agrees that the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan has been a blow to religious fanatics in the region. Most Egyptians, he says, would welcome the defeat of Islamic militancy, but they find it hard to praise the U.S. war on terrorism, he says, because they're still confused and suspicious about the true focus of the U.S. campaign.
Is it just simply against people who have committed a hideous act of terrorism and violence, or this campaign, is it really targeting Muslims and Arabs, as many believe here?
They fear that once the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan ends, he says, the U.S. will then turn its attention to other targets, primarily in the Arab world, like Iraq, Yemen, or Sudan. And though anger over the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan may be diminishing, hatred of U.S. foreign policy grows. The Arab world, says Fahmi Hawedi, has been appalled by the recent Israeli strikes against Palestinian institutions. Hawedi says Arabs are increasingly frustrated by the lack of U.S. criticism of Israeli actions.
The anger is still there. Yes, the bombing stopped in Afghanistan, but still going in Palestine.
From the start, Arab attitudes towards bin Laden and the U.S. war on Afghanistan have been colored by resentment of what many Arabs see as America's bias towards Israel. The only way America will win Arab public support, says 25-year-old clerk Hisham Rashad, is to end Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands.
I don't care about Osama bin Laden being killed or not, he says, but I care about the Palestinian issue.
The U.S. must solve the Palestinian problem, he adds, if it wants to solve the problem of terrorism. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.